We've had a couple of different fires that have been built on the Hungry Point Trail. One of them really close to one of our park benches. One of the park benches actually got a little bit hot, and so part of it melted since it's got plastic on it. We're cleaning up that, but that's been a growing issue over the last week or so. And then over the 4th of July, we had someone take a rock to one of the porcelain sinks in the men's bathroom at the ball field. And so just smashed it. And so that has taken that sink out of commission. And so at this point, we're going to be, now the, you know, all the ball games are really finished, we're going to be closing down the bathrooms up there. The costs that the ball field continue to take when people vandalize things really, become fairly exorbitant. From, two winters ago, we had, someone drive their truck through the middle of the fence, people driving up onto the ice skating rink, to a couple of fireworks like M80s put in toilets, blowing those up. I mean, these are the types of things that are pretty consistent, that we don't have those issues at some of our other parks.
And the latest cost, how much does that sink cost?
We're pricing it out right now. We actually don't know. Okay. But I would suspect it's probably because of the type of sink that it is, it'll probably be, at least a couple $100.
And the normal policy is to keep those bathrooms open when there are people using the fields.
That's correct.
So
yeah, absolutely. And so what we're running into this year is that now that we don't have people using the fields, we're just going to board those up. So that way it doesn't become a bigger issue than it already is.
There are security cameras up there, aren't there?
There have been in the past. But about 2 years ago, we had a break-in into that facility, and they stole the whole camera system. And we just haven't had the money to replace it. The security cameras also haven't done a whole lot for us, just because the fields are so big that unless we spent a lot of money and got a really good camera system, the details just aren't there for us to recognize people.
So you don't have any info about who did this latest?
Not at all.
Okay.
But if someone else does, I would be happy to hear about it.
Or call the cops, I imagine.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
This overall issue with the ball fields, I know there's been discussions with the Little League about taking over management of that. Is that going to happen?
I don't know. I can't see into the future. But I know that those discussions are still ongoing. We've paused just a little bit while they were in the thick of their season. Things will pick up again later this month, where we'll begin discussing a contract and looking at a lease opportunity for them, and really looking at the deep numbers so that way they understand what would be expected from them, and then also what would be expected from the borough in that partnership. So that's still ongoing, but the truth is that no matter what, because of budget cuts, next year I will be losing one of my employees in the Parks Department. And so I just won't have enough employees to be able to manage all of the areas. And so whether Little League takes it over or not, we still will not be maintaining those fields next year, because we just can't afford it, because we don't have the money to have an employee to be able to take care of that.
Okay. So that's something that you are interested in, though, pursuing?
Most definitely.
Transfer of operations. It's not technically giving them the fields. It's
no,
just
yes,
operations.
That's correct. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
It's going to be fairly similar to what we did with the Humane Association and the dog park, taking the old campground area and turning it over to them for a long-term lease, and being able to give it to them for probably a dollar or something like that.